Blog Talk Radio.
There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. To break every chain, break every chain.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. How are you doing today? Welcome to the Morning Motivation Broadcast, 15 minutes of starting your day off right with hot breakfast for your soul, and we know that you can eat breakfast all day now. I am Evangelist Rossi Williams, here with you Monday through Friday at 6:30 a.m. Eastern, tackling our everyday issues with a biblical perspective, with a new topic, life prayer, and assigning you a daily task. You can tune in live by calling 323-870-4180 or hear the recording after 8 a.m. Eastern on my website at feeldfire.com, F-E-E-L, feel, letter D, not T-H-E, fire.com, by following me on Facebook at Rossi Williams, R-A-W-S-I, or by following the show itself through clicking the follow link on the Morning Motivation page at feeldfire.com. Our topic for today is Write Your Vision, part two of five steps to make your dreams come true. Write your vision, part two of five steps to make your dreams come true. And we are coming from the books of Proverbs 29:18 and Habakkuk 2 verses 1 through 3. This is also day 60 of our last 100 days Remove All Clutter Challenge. Can you believe there are only 60 days remaining in 2017, wherein we are counting down the last 100 days of this year to usher in our fruitful 2018 by removing all spiritual and natural clutter through a new topic and working a new task each day. So you should be in day 60 of your 2017 last 100 days Remove All Clutter Challenge journal. And I am now going to Proverbs 29:18, reading from the KJV. Where there is no vision, the people perish. But he that keepeth the law, happy is he. Now I go to Habakkuk 2 verses 1 through 3. I will stand upon my watch and set me upon the tower, and will watch to see what he, meaning the Lord, will say unto me, and what I shall answer when I am reproved. And the Lord answered me and said, write the vision and make it plain upon tables, that he may run that readeth it. For the vision is yet for an appointed time, but at the end it shall speak and not lie. Though it tarry, wait for it, because it will surely come. It will not tarry. Praise the Lord for the reading of his word. What is our topic for today? Say it with me wherever you are. Write your vision. This is part two of five steps to making your dreams or your vision come true. Now, on yesterday, I taught you the five steps. If you miss those steps, go back to feeldfire.com so that you can hear the five steps in their entirety. And on today, we're focusing on step two. Write your vision. Because what I find is that people have problems writing down the vision. And if you cannot write the vision, it takes you back to what we just read in Proverbs 29, then you are destroyed. You will perish. You'll be non-productive. And really what will happen is that you will just continue to allow time to go by needlessly, aimlessly. I mean, think about it. How old are you right now? Now, think about how fast those years have gone by. Think about how many things or accomplishments you said years ago that you would have attained by now? Have you done everything that you said you should have done by this age? Have you reached every goal? Are you successful in every area of life? Not just successful in marriage, but then you're not successful in finances. Or not just successful in marriage and finances, but you're really not successful career-wise. Or you're not happy. Or you have issues with your children. Look at your life. Are you exactly where you want it to be? And if not, why not? What happened along the way? Surely there were some things that you had no control over, right? Those were just things that were force majeure, as we say legally, things that were acts of God. And then there could have been some things that happened that were beyond your control, but in the hands of others, you know, losing a job, losing a loved one, even going through a divorce, or maybe you tried your best to work it out, but the other person was unwilling. But then there are also things that happened that were the result of your own actions, the results of my own conduct, things where I didn't do what I knew to do. I didn't do what I should have done. I didn't do my part. And this is why we're writing out the vision for 2018. So that as we work the remainder of this challenge during the remaining 59 days of this year, you're going to be putting things in place to have everything ready to work out this vision for 2018 that you're going to be writing throughout the rest of this week and over this weekend. See, this is part of the reason we never accomplish our New Year's resolutions, because we don't declare them until the new year. And because of that, we've never put the proper foundation in place to be ready to work it. But that's okay. We're fixing that today. So in today's word, I taught you, or I read to you, I'm sorry, where the Lord has said, you have to write the vision down. But think about what the prophet was saying. He said in verse 1 of chapter 2, I'm going to stand here and I'm going to watch. In other words, I'm actively doing something so that I can hear from God what he has to say to me. I'm doing something. I'm standing on the wall. I'm standing on the tower. I'm standing watch. I am actively positioned to hear from God. What is it that you're going to say to me, Lord? How are you going to reprove me, reprimand me, chastise me? I'm looking for it, Father. I'm longing to hear that from you because I know correction only makes me better. It's like, you know, fine wine, getting better with time. The more that I hear from you, the more that I'm listening to you, the more that I obey you, the better Christian, the better person I become, and the more positively I can not only impact the lives of others, but my life as well. Praise the Lord. So I said to you on yesterday, there were five components that you had to address in writing out your vision. Do you remember them? Spiritual, relational, financially, career-wise or professionally, and recreationally, which included your health. And I ask you to begin to write a draft of where you felt you needed to be within those areas. And as I was speaking to one of the listeners, who was one of my best friends on yesterday, she said, you know, I really just have no idea of where I want to be. And the first step I gave you on yesterday, remember, was to do what? I needed you to go into effectual, fervent prayer, seeking the Lord to understand your purpose and your destiny in life so that you would be able to write this out in accordance with his will. Now, if you even missed how to begin to identify your passions, your talents, and your gifting, I need you to go back and hear Monday's lesson, Movers and Shakers, those characteristics of movers and shakers, and then Tuesday's lesson on learning how to identify where you fit in, which taught you about identifying your passions, goals, and talents, as well as the difficult journey I took in having to identify my own passions and talents so that I could learn how to happily stay in my lane. All of these broadcasts are on fieldthefire.com. You can hear them from the computer, your phone. You got to hear this to be able to do this correctly, because next week we're really going to be getting down and dirty into this. So you must get prepared. So I'm going to give you an example of what my 2017 vision was. This is what I wrote out in 2016 for 2017 to help you see how this comes together, incorporating those five areas. Because by the time you write it out, you should be able to put it into one complete sentence, okay? So my 2017 vision that I wrote out was, I am a healthy, happily married, multimillionaire, effective minister of the gospel, advocate for criminal justice reform, and reconciliator of my family, who will take at least three major trips this year. Now, I'm not even reading this. It's nowhere written in front of me right now, because when I wrote it out, I so internalized it, and I had to write out action points that I would do, which is what I'm going to teach you how to do on next week, that, you know, I just knew it. Now, 2017 is not over, and I've done everything there except for two things, and I'm still believing God that those two things will happen before the end of this year. And, you know, as a matter of fact, I take another one of my major trips next week as I attend our national Church of God in Christ convocation in St. Louis, Missouri. And earlier, I attended the national NAACP conference. And as an attorney, I've been an awesome, effective an advocate for criminal justice reform throughout this year, just winning cases for my criminal defense clients. And then in ministry, I started this broadcast, and I've been preaching the gospel, and I've been saving souls. So do you see how I became an effective, not just an evangelist? I was already an evangelist, but I needed to be an effective minister of the gospel. And as a matter of fact, the videos from me preaching my Blow It Up sermon at my church 2 weeks ago will be on my fieldoffire.com website tomorrow. So I'm getting all of that ready so you can just see how the Lord was able to use me. And so, you know, I'm working on the millionaire in the marriage, but I just want you to see how my one statement incorporated all five of those areas. So this is what you are going to do. You should have five columns on your paper. And if you have your journal, it's already, the template is already there if you ordered your journal from fieldoffire.com. And the column should be headed as spiritual, relational, because relationships are going to include your families, your friends. We're going to talk about interpersonal skills that you got to work on, right? And then financially, professionally or career-wise, and recreational, which includes leisure and health. And all I need you to be doing is just whatever first comes to your mind under those categories of what you need to improve, just jot it down, you know, like you're brainstorming. You don't have to make it into the sentence yet. I'm going to help you with that. But I need you to just jot it down. When you see spiritual, what is it that I need to work on? Where do I need to be? You know better than anyone else. Do you need to be saved? Do you need to be rededicated? Do you need to be more active in your church? Do you want to become involved in missions? What is it that you want to do? Do you want to found a nonprofit that helps souls? Just write everything down. There is no right or wrong answer. This is your vision that God has given you as you have been in effectual, fervent prayer, and as you have stood on the wall and stood watch listening to him. Now, our time is run. We got to get ready to go into prayer. Then I'm going to assign you your her task for today, and we will end with our song of the day. Father God, we praise you. Come on and praise him. Father, we praise you this morning because you're just making us better over and over and over every day, morning by morning, new mercies, new glory. You love us so much that you're just reshaping us, molding us every day so that we can live our best lives now. And we praise you for it, Father. Hallelujah. 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 We thank you, Lord, that you love us this much. Hallelujah. 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 We glorify you that you care about us this much, no matter where we've come from, what we've done, our race, our nationality, our ethnicity, no matter our socioeconomic status, no matter where we've been, you love us. You love us. You love us. Now, Father, help us to write the vision. Help us to quit thinking we're not worthy. Help us to quit worrying about what someone else is doing, someone else's vision. Help us to write the vision for our lives. Help us to seek you. All we're supposed to be doing is just brainstorming right now. And if we go into prayer before we brainstorm, then you're going to answer us. You're going to speak into our spirits. Like you told us in Isaiah 40 and 31, they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. Lord, we're supposed to be waiting actively, praying actively, just like in Habakkuk. When he says he was waiting and watching, waiting to hear what you would say. Father, you taught us, praise the Lord, in James 2:17, that faith without works is dead. So we got to write the vision so that we will be able to put forth the effort or our works to run with it. Now, Father, I come in agreement with everyone listening live now and those who will eat this breakfast throughout this day, all day long, and those with whom they will share it, that whatever they've laid before you, it is done in the name of Jesus. It is done, it is done, it is done. It is done, it is done, it is done. It is done, it is done, it is done. You are still a prayer answering God. Now, in Jesus' name, we pray that everyone listening say amen. Let's go into altar call right quickly. If you are not saved or you need to be rededicated, I want you to repeat after me, and then I'll give everyone our task for today. Father, I come in Jesus' name. I repent of my sin. I ask forgiveness right now. I ask you to come into my life and be my Savior. Now, Lord, I confess that I am saved. Now, Lord, I confess that I am rededicated in Jesus' name. Amen. Welcome back to the family of the Lord, or welcome anew to God's family. Make sure you're reading your word. You're attending Sunday school and Bible study so you can get an understanding of the word you're reading. And you're involved in church, and that you're tuning in live with me at 6:30 a.m. Eastern, or hearing the recording after 8 a.m. on feelthefire.com or by following me on Facebook. Now, our topic for today is Write Your Vision, part 2 of 5 steps to make your dreams come true. In day 60 of our last 100 days, Remove All Clutter Challenge. Your task for today is to work on writing your vision. Make sure you have labeled those, you have drafted those 5 columns that I've told you, and you've had entitled them as I taught you. And I need you to just start brainstorming. Don't try to make the whole statement right now. Just everything that comes to your mind under each of those categories, fill it in and write it down. And tomorrow we're going to work on this even more, on narrowing it down and beginning to shape this into an actual goal, right, that you'll be able to work on. Because next week we will work each category in more detail until I get you to a finalized statement. And then that will allow you for the remaining weeks for me to help you now start really removing everything that's going to be an obstacle to working that. So by 2018, you're going to be so ready. All right. I'll see you at 6:30 a.m. in the morning. And then please share this with at least 3 people. Just send them to feelthefire.com. Our song for today, because the prophet said he had to wait and watch and to see what the Lord would do and how the Lord would strengthen him, is You Are My Strength by William Murphy. I'll see you in the morning.
Say this tonight, you are my strength. Strength like no other. Strength like no other. Now lay your hands on yourself, say it, reach you to me. The strength of God is reaching for you tonight. your mind. I've been feeling strong. I need one more shout out of you. Shout out. Praise tonight. Thank you for being so gracious. Thank you for being so kind.
Let me tell you something. God is ready to do awesome things for you and take you to great places you've never been. Are you ready to go there? Write your vision. See you in the morning at 6:30. Share the broadcast. I love you. It's your time.